WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. If you've been to a garden or the farmer's market, you know that there's still plenty of delicious produce. Tomatoes are having quite a season, and hot peppers are in full swing. We spoke with award-winning food writer Kevin Pang for ideas on how to use them up. Here's Kevin.
We get so many different types of peppers. We've got habanero peppers and serrano peppers and jalapeno peppers. And one thing I really love to do with them is to make chili oil. And, you know, I, as a author of a Chinese cookbook, one thing that I really love to make, one thing I know that the Chinese really love is chili oil. And I think one thing that is really fun to make, especially if you have a surplus of chilies, is you make chili oil at home. And you can find the recipe in a lot of places. You can also find it in my cookbook, cheap plug there. But I think it's so much fun to bring it as a host gift, because honestly, how many people, you can bring frangos, you can bring, you know, bring flowers, but I think to bring a bottle of homemade chili oil is so different and so special, and it's so easy to make as well.
Lovely. Well, let's back up a little bit because I want to get some basics in before we dig further into chili oil. I mean, what is hot sauce, Kevin? How would you define that? What's it made of? What's the technique used to make it?
Sure. Hot sauce is something that I love also making in addition to chili oil. And basically you take hot peppers and you soak them in some sort of a brine. It might be vinegar. It can just be, you know, just something acidic in there. Mm-hmm. But the combination of vinegar and the peppers, and then you can add different aromatics like garlic. I love garlic hot sauce, right? Different combinations of peppers, and then you just put it through a blender, wazz it up really good, and then you've got, you know, homemade Tabasco at home. So it's basically some sort of a brine and some sort of a pepper that's been steeped in there, aged, and then you wazz it up, and it just becomes really, really tasty. I put it over everything.
Is there a way to know how hot it's going to be, or is that part sort of a gamble?
Well, you know, peppers are measured in something called the Scoville Index, which basically is, it depends on the peppers. So, for example, jalapenos are fairly low. They're not really that spicy. Bell peppers are obviously not spicy at all.
I beg to differ. Jalapenos are hot for me. But keep going.
But then if you go on the upper end of it, you can get to things like ghost peppers. You can get things to like habanero, Scotch bonnet peppers. Those have a very high Scoville Index. And so, you know, you just do a very cursory internet research, you can see which peppers are going to be spicier than others. So if you want something super, super spicy, go with the ghost peppers, go with the habaneros. If it's something on the less spicy side, perhaps go with a serrano pepper, or maybe like a jalapeno pepper.
All right, let's go back to our chili oil conversation, because you're making a lot of it these days. And I'm curious what you would say is the difference between, say, chili oil and chili crisp. Because that's all the rage these days, too.
Yes. Oh, but don't I know it. I love chili crisp. I think you cannot go to a restaurant that doesn't have this chili crisp called Lao Gan Ma. And it's this very famous brand out of China. And so chili oil is, as the name implies, it's the oil that has been steeped with the chili aromatics. And so really the oil, it can be used as a finishing sauce. You can put it over scrambled eggs, you know, practically anything you want. I love putting chili oil over tomato soup, which is kind of weird, but it's really, really tasty.
Interesting.
But on the other hand, chili crisp is more about the texture. So the ratio of oil to I call it lovingly the gunk, the chili crisp gunk, right? You just, you know, it's much more crunchy. And, you know, as again, as the name implies, it is the bits and pieces of the chili. There might be some, you know, fried garlic in there as well. Some chili crisp might even have peanuts in there as well, too.
Oh, really?
So it's more about the texture of it. So chili crisp is going to be more about texture. It's going to add a nice crunch to everything that you put on top. Chili oil is more about the flavor, the oil that is infused with that chili flavor.
I see. And of course, as you told us, you've got a recipe for this in your book for the chili oil. Do you have a recommendation for how people can make it at home?
Well, I think following a recipe very carefully is probably my number one advice. But honestly, you know, the thing too is if you have some sort of a neutral oil. So by neutral oil, I mean, you know, I might not use butter or I might not use olive oil because these are oils that have a very strong flavor or perhaps have a very low burn point to it. So you might want to use something like safflower oil, for example, or sunflower oil. That's got a very high sort of temperature before that you can steep the peppers in. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a fairly neutral flavor. And so from there, you can add chilies, garlics. I put things like, you know, cinnamon sticks in there sometimes. It's a really the combination is it's infinite. But my biggest advice is find an oil that has a neutral flavor.
Now, could people dry their chilies to use later?
People can certainly dry their chilies. In fact, I've got a dehydrator that I love to dry as well. Or you can even put it. I was just in Italy over the summer, and like there, you can see these strings and garlands of chilies, which people dry out in the summer heat. You can do that as well too. But honestly, if you want something, without the bugs getting to it, then I suggest using a dehydrator. That's really the fastest way of dehydrating chilies.
Okay. Well, Reset producer Linnea is. She says she's still seeing lots of ripe tomatoes on the vine in gardens in her neighborhood. And we've been seeing them at farmers markets here, too. So we're going to get into some ways to preserve tomatoes for the winter months, Kevin, because I know you've got ideas for eating and enjoying tomatoes as is right now, right? Like gazpacho?
Oh, my gosh. That's a triggering word for me, Sasha. So when I was when I was in college and I went to Spain for the first time, it was the first time that I heard of gazpacho. I wasn't into food as I was back then or as I was now. And I thought, wow, cold tomato soup. Who would want that? And I had it and it was just the most magical thing. It was zesty. It was cool. It was perfect for summer's day. And so my favorite thing to use to make from late season tomatoes is gazpacho. And it's mm-hmm. actually quite a simple thing to make, right? You just take these gazpachos. I mean, it's really down to four things. You take ripe tomatoes, you take bell peppers, you take cucumbers, and you use garlic. And you kind of put them into a food processor. You kind of you blend them all together. And then the thing that comes out, of course, you add things like paprika as well, olive oil, mm-hmm. Sherry vinegar. But there is something really magical about the sum of the parts of cucumbers, tomatoes, and peppers and garlic together that when you have it, especially when it's chilled, I mean, it is the most magical thing that you can drink.
You are making me hungry, Kevin. And your wife, I hear, makes a very tasty sounding treat. A tomato
she
tart?
She does, yes. Yes, she
makes a tart. A
tomato tart. And honestly, it's something that you can just kind of freelance and improvise. You go to your local supermarket, you go to the freezer section, buy a pastry sheet that is something that's already, it's a buttery, you know, piece of dough that's already been rolled out for you. And then you slice up some tomatoes, you put goat cheese, you can put some basil on there, you put it in the oven for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes or so. She can give you the exact recipe, don't ask me. But what comes out of it is this like incredible flaky tart with tomatoes. And of course, when you cook tomatoes, when you bake them, the sugars are really released. And so you get tomatoes that are as sweet as they are this time of the year. They get even sweeter. It's amplified the sweetness. And so you put that with goat cheese. I mean,
so good.
It is just the
sounds
easiest
incredible.
Thing to make.
Well, now's a great time to make lots of tomato sauce and to save it for the winter months, as I said. But there's canning. But before I let you go, I got to have you squeeze in this other method that you've got up your sleeve.
Oh, yeah. So I love any sort of hacks, kitchen hacks, right? So what I do is I make tomato sauce. You can just make it however the way that you want to make it, right? But then what I do is I take the tomato sauce and I put it in an ice cube tray, Sasha. So once you do that, you put it in the freezer, you can pop those into ice cubes and you put it in a Ziploc bag.
Wow.
And so what you then have is anytime you want, when it is cold, so cold outside, which I know Chicagoans know what it's to be really, really cold from the months of October through March,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
You take these ice cubes of peak season fresh tomato sauce, and then you just put it in a saucepan and it will bring you back to the halcyon warm days of mid-September when you've got really, really good tomatoes. And so that's my tip. Make tomato sauce, put it in an ice cube tray, freeze it, put it in a Ziploc bag.
Genius.
Any time of the year.
Love it. That's Kevin Pang, food writer for the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and edited by Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. Reset's here to inform and take you around Chicago. Now, if you're interested in hearing more, you can check out our entire catalog of interviews at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again soon.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.